Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
647 out, Steve and Ted. Barnes & Noble is making it easy for people to get caught up on the latest information on that Robert Mueller report. They're offering a free download for people to view the findings of Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. Customers can order the document on the bookseller's website. You have to have Barnes & Noble's Nook tablet or reading app in order to access it, but you can go to Barnes & Noble and take a look at that.
That's a rollicking 400-page read, although most of it's been redacted.
I wonder if they've got any photos. News this week about a serious affliction known as bubble boy disease.
This is House Call for Health. There was a TV movie in the 1970s called The Boy in the Plastic Bubble.
Suppose we could devise some way of transporting him safely.
It was based on the true stories of two boys who had suffered from a rare genetic disorder that wiped out their immune system, so they can't fight off common germs and infections. The boy in the film lived inside a plastic bubble. And ever since then, the condition has been informally known as bubble boy disease. Its formal name is X-linked severe combined immunodeficiency. And now, researchers are reporting a new kind of gene therapy that can restore the immune systems of people with this disorder, allowing them to live outside the bubble. The research was developed by scientists at the National Institutes of Health and St. Jude's Children's Hospital in Memphis. It was published in the New England Journal of Medicine. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
Major U.S. stock indexes managed small gains on Wall Street Thursday, but not enough to prevent a losing week for the S&P 500, which edged up just 4 points. Dow added 110 points. The NASDAQ inched up by 1 point. 6:49 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS, a retirement quiz with the quizmaster, Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. Good morning, Don.
I've never been called the quizmaster before, but good morning, Steve. You know, most working Americans have been forced into becoming investment experts. We are essentially on our own saving for retirement. So we need to know how and how much to invest. Even with your certified financial planner professional to help you, you need to know what your money is doing. So how much do you know compared to others? Try to answer these questions that were put to more than 1,000 workers, 22 and older. First of all, first question is, what does it mean to max out your 401k? Well, it's rare, but about 13% of 401k plan participants do it. It seems obvious, but only 57% of respondents answered that correctly. Maxing it out means that you're making the absolute maximum contribution that the IRS allows. Second question, can you contribute to both your 401k at work and your IRA? Well, what do you think? Well, about half of this got this one right. The answer is yes. However, there are limitations as to the total amount that you're allowed to put away. Can a non-working spouse contribute to an IRA? This question was a bit tougher, as about a quarter of the participants knew the answer. The answer is yes, you can do it based upon their spouse's income. If they file a joint tax return, it's under the spousal IRA rule. What are required minimum distributions? Well, they're called RMDs, and about 62% knew this one. RMDs are monies that the IRS requires IRA owners to take out of a traditional IRA after they reach the age of 70 and a half. The IRS has allowed tax deferral for all these years. They want to begin collecting some taxes on that money when you reach 70 and a half. How'd you do? Well, you may not know it all, but as I mentioned, it's imperative that you understand the concept, at least the concept of retirement investing. You may have someone who looks after your money and guides you along the way, but spend some time with them to know your financial status. And of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call. Number 634-2222. 22.
Hey, you're in Manhattan. What are you doing up there? Having a sauna?
I'm in Manhattan. I'm in Manhattan getting some continuing education with all the licenses that we have, you know, for securities and for insurance and all that stuff. We need to keep our skills honed. And so I'm up here at a conference and enjoying the town of Manhattan. It's a fun place.
Did you go out to, what is it, Aggieville?
We went out to Aggieville. Actually, I'm staying right across the street from Aggieville.
Woo! Man.
Enjoyed some really, really neat places and some good food and reunited with some old friends it's been a good trip and a lot of knowledge to soak in.
You know, I know Kansas State University's there. You used to be able to smell the university in their little stockyard up there. How about that? You got anything like that?
I have not smelled the university, although when I tell people that my daughters are KU,
oh boy,
I haven't seen as much purple, for years, but
hey,
they've been very, very gracious. So.
They'll give you the stink eye if you do that, or the evil eye.
They kind of do, and the continuing ed is being put on by the financial planning division of, you know, the, I'm not sure which college it's under, but from, it's being put on by the university. So
yeah,
I kind of lay low and I don't make much out of the fact that my daughters are Jayhawks.
That's a good idea. Hey, listen, yeah,
you're not wearing that big sweatshirt that says Jayhawk Dad.
No. I didn't bring in the mug either.
Listen, I don't know if you're aware of what's going on down here, but it's been announced that Mary Beth Jarvis is going to leave the Wichita Inc. After she does this River Festival coming up. Do you hear about that?
I have. I actually chatted with her yesterday about that and congratulated her. And, I was on the Wichita Festival's board for about 6 years, and I chaired it up 1 year. And we got pretty close. I mean, she's a very dynamic woman. She's going to do well wherever she goes. She's amazing, and she really did help accelerate, I think, that group.
Yep, she's done a great job. All right, thank you, Don. It's 6:55 here on a good Friday morning. Coming up at 7 o'clock, Steve and Ted taking a look at all of the news this morning, including the story of a shooting in North Wichita this morning. That story and other news coming up at 7 o'clock. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.